This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The last U.S. military aircraft took off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan at 1 minute before midnight there, ending America's longest war. The Taliban moved in hours later, and the AP's Kathy Gannon was there.
It's been an extraordinary morning with the U.S. having left. There was a lot of jubilation at the airport among the Taliban and even among some others. The Taliban repeatedly said, "We have won," that Afghanistan is now free. There have been congratulations to the Mujahideen.
But what about the Americans left behind? AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie says the military was ready to evacuate the remaining Americans who wanted to leave in the pullout's final hours.
But none of them made it to the airport and were able to be accommodated.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says fewer than 200 Americans remain.
And likely closer to 100.
He says the U.S. will work to get them and Afghan partners out, either over land or on charter flights, once Kabul's airport reopens.
Our commitment to them has no deadline.
But the U.S. now must rely on the Taliban to allow their departure.
This afternoon, President Biden will talk about the end of the U.S. war in Afghanistan. Hurricane Ida is blamed for at least 4 deaths in Louisiana and Mississippi. 2 of those people were killed last night in Mississippi when 7 vehicles plunged into a 20-foot deep hole after a highway collapsed. Debbie Greco lives in Laplace, Louisiana, and her home got flooded.
We have a 2-story house, and on the landing at the top of the stairs was dry enough for us to go sit up there and just praying that the ceiling wouldn't cave in up there.
Power's out for all of New Orleans. This is AP News. A man is going to prison for life for killing a University of Iowa student in 2018.
Christian Bahena Rivera had claimed others were responsible.
You and you alone forever changed the lives of those who love Molly Tibbetts.
Tibbetts disappeared while on an evening run in her small hometown. Bahena Rivera testified 2 masked men kidnapped him from his trailer at gunpoint and made him drive while they attacked Tibbetts. Judge Joel Yates explained a first-degree murder conviction means an automatic life sentence.
I've selected this particular sentence for you after considering the nature of the offense committed by you, the harm to the victim and the victim's family.
The defense plans to appeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former Congressman Joseph P. Kennedy II, the oldest son of Robert Kennedy, is denouncing the possible parole of Sirhan Sirhan, convicted of killing Robert Kennedy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.